we are the lowest paid public university faculty in the state of Illinois. And we've begun talking about those issues. But our key points right now are really about the kind of due process in the area of promotion and tenure that will help UIS build a strong, stable faculty. You know, behind any strike, there will always be multiple issues. And our many years where salaries are not keeping pace with inflation has led to faculty frustration, no doubt about that. But the reason we're on strike today is not directly because of our negotiations about salary or other economic issues. It's about some conversations we've been having with the university about due process in critical areas for faculty careers, reappointment and tenure. We went in hopeful after a very hard working weekend. We went in hopeful on Monday morning to work for Common Ground. But by the end of the day, the university came back with positions that we simply couldn't accept. And basically, I would say they're challenging, the way I heard it, is they're challenging our right as a union to bargain with them about these critical working conditions issues for faculty, due process in the tenure and promotion area.
What I was told before was that you were mainly trying to reinstate the agreement that faculty had back when this was Sangamon State University. And the administration has sent an email to everyone saying that the way that your union wants to blend the tenure process into your contract is unacceptable and non-conventional. It's unusual. Is the process that you guys are asking for, was that the process that was in place when it was Sangamon State?
No, not at all. And let me be clear, I saw that message from the university and I thought it was misleading in many ways. What we have been proposing has never been to go back to the SSU contract. What we're proposing is to have fair recognition in our contract that our current personnel policies will be honored under the period of the contract, and that it will be that policy that creates clear standards that faculty are accustomed to for reappointment, tenure, and promotion. So all we're asking for is that the current policy be fairly recognized in the contract, not that we're going somehow back into the past, which is a message I've heard as well and is completely inaccurate. But there's a second very important piece to this, and that is that we need due process on the occasions when a faculty member has a sense that something's gone sheaf in their tenure process, that that there was a procedural issue that may have affected a decision of non-reappointment or denial of tenure or promotion. Now, the university has said, basically, you're quite right, that they don't want to work with the union on these issues, and they've made that clear again and again. But these are mandatory subjects of bargaining. And the vast majority of faculty contracts not only have, one of their primary reasons for existence is to establish clear standards, clear, reliable standards for promotion, tenure, and reappointment that give faculty the stability that they need to build careers, and due process associated with potential procedural issues in that process.
So that's the case at the flagship campus as well?
No. And so as you may know, the tenure track faculty on the, I assume you're referring to the UIUC campus, are not in a union. The non-tenure track faculty are organized. At the UIC campus, our sister campus in Chicago, both tenure track and non-tenure track faculty are in a union. And in fact, in those cases as well, the university has insisted on excluding some very common due process practices in their contracts. Now, the thing is that if that's what those unions bargained into their contracts, that's their issue. And we'd have to talk to them about, you know, why they agreed to that. What's going on now is we're being told, fundamentally, that we are a very small cog in a very big system. And that because that issue was addressed in different ways on the other campuses when they bargained their contracts, that the university doesn't have to talk to us about these critical issues, which are so important to our faculty. And we simply don't accept that argument.
Why are you doing this now? It's the week before finals, and if I can imagine that students getting ready to take their final exams mm-hmm. and expecting a review session or something like that might be a little upset by this. So why now?
Well, one thing is, I will say, we've been very heartened by strong statements of support from students on campus within our classes and through people posting on our Facebook site and so forth. So we think that most students understand why we're doing this. Faculty have worked hard to talk to students in their classes and to put out information. This is a kind of lesson, too, you know. What is a union? What's the value of a union to a university? And what are the conditions under which union members need to exercise their legal right to go on strike? And what are we trying to achieve? So faculty all across the campus have been talking to their students about this, and we're getting a lot of support from students. And we really invite students to come and stand beside us and learn what our issues are, talk directly to faculty on the picket line. And we have some students right now out there on the picket line marching with us and offering their support.
What are you expecting from your non-union colleagues, like your adjunct professors and graduate assistants? Are they expected to honor the strike, or what are they supposed to do?
We certainly hope that that all of our colleagues across the campus will do what they can to support the faculty in this case. We understand that the civil service staff who are in a union are not able to strike, but as I understand it, they're perfectly free to come and picket with us during their off-duty hours, and we would welcome them and any other support they're able to offer. And examples are they can wear a green UPI ribbon. Civil service staff on this campus are part of the same statewide University Professionals of Illinois local. So we share that commitment to union as a way of strengthening the UIS campus. When it comes to other groups on campus, again, we welcome their support, but we understand that not everyone is in a position where they can actually join us in our strike. We would ask them to support the faculty out again, if it needs to be this way, outside of their working hours.
Is there another point that you needed to make that I didn't give you a chance to make?
Sure. You know, one thing I'd like to be really clear about is faculty would so much rather be in the classroom teaching this week. We worked very hard to try to find common ground with the university on some of these issues, and they were just not working with us. So we are here reluctantly. And as I was saying earlier, I think this is a kind of a lesson, and we really want to talk to community members. We're excited about the support from students and the community. We want to be at the table with the university making meaningful progress, and we're ready to join them whenever they're ready to do that.